The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC, and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little. It is 7:05, and a swim in Louisville Lake over the weekend turns deadly. A 28-year-old Marine drowns.
Cleveland Whiteside III was a proud Marine, according to his mother, who spoke to NBC5.
There was never a moment you could ever call him a soldier. You had to say Marine.
Whiteside was a Marine recruiter at their office in Frisco. Originally from Mississippi, he had gone out to Louisville Lake with friends on Saturday.
He was out with two female Marine buddies and just jumped in to swim in the lake. The portion where they were is 35 feet deep. He went down and did not resurface.
Whiteside becomes the ninth drowning victim pulled from a North Texas lake over the past 2 months. He was not wearing a life jacket. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Children's advocates are worried about kids' safety this holiday weekend, a busy time for children's hospitals dealing with near drownings and burn injuries.
Lamia Islam with Children's Health in Dallas says the number one thing she tells people this time of year is any child on a boat or near the water needs to be wearing a life jacket.
When they're in a boat, they need to be wearing a U.S. Coast Guard approved life jacket. You want to make sure they always have that on. That will help them significantly.
She also recommends older children doing the same in order to be a role model to the little ones. On fireworks, she says keep children back as the fireworks could fall back onto them, and always be aware if your child is sensitive to the explosive sounds. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We're learning more about the catastrophic crash that killed five people in Kaufman County over the weekend.
Lee Aiken saw it all from her fireworks stand along I-20 near Terrell.
All you could see is like one 18-wheeler that was half of the back end was missing, and then another 18-wheeler, the cab was completely gone.
DPS says it all began when a trucker fell asleep and plowed into stop traffic near Hiram Road. The rig blasted into a pickup, killing four of the five people inside. The fifth was rushed to the ER in critical condition. Another person died in a Jeep caught up in the chain reaction crash. Troopers have charged the trucker, whose name is Alexis Asmani Gonzalez Campagnoni. He's up on five counts of manslaughter and one of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, that wasn't the only fatal crash involving a big rig over the weekend. A Garland man died in another big rig crash. This one happened in Allen. Police say the vehicle rear-ended an 18-wheeler on Highway 75 near Bethany Drive. Investigators are not sure why the driver slammed into the back of the truck as it was parked on the shoulder with the hazard lights flashing. The driver of the car died right there. Passenger taken to the hospital. Injuries described as non-life-threatening. There were no injuries to the truck driver.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
History repeats itself for the Dallas Stars as ESPN reports that the Stars' new head coach is going to be Glenn Gulitzen, who was the previous Stars head coach from 2011 to 2013. Most of the Hewlin Mall in Fort Worth is now open after a fire Friday sent panicked crowds running as heavy smoke poured from the building's second floor. We're told that the Macy's wing of the mall remains closed, waiting repairs as several stores suffered extensive water damage. Travelers across North Texas could see scattered storms early this week, tonight, tomorrow. But conditions are going to improve by the 4th of July. The big concern is going to be the heat, with highs climbing near 100 degrees through the weekend.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We'll check in with David Johnson coming up in about 2 minutes. The Rangers welcome the Orioles tonight at 7:05 at Globe Life Field. Tickets start at $13, and, you know, it's air-conditioned. It's 7:22. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
It is 22 after 7. I'm John Little. As the holiday week goes along, you're likely to have a lot more company on the roads and at the airports.
From Dallas Love Field and DFW International Airport to the roadways, it is going to be a very busy stretch of days when it comes to travel.
This is the first Friday 4th that we've seen in almost a decade. So people are likely going to be taking advantage of that week of July 4th. So you're going to see a lot of out of offices come up, and it's likely that people are going to take extended vacations.
You know, around the nation, AAA predicts 72 million Americans are expected to take off in one way or another.
That is NBC5's Larry Collins reporting.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
And at the airports this morning, some delays, 32 outbound delays and 3 cancellations at DFW Airport, while on the inbound side, another 35 delays and 4 cancellations so far today. Meanwhile, at Love Field, 6 outbound delays, while 11 flights scheduled to come into Love Field have been delayed. Now, at the busiest airport in the nation, Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson, they had to deal with some pretty stormy weather over the weekend.
It is busy here, but nothing like it was over the weekend when we were here. Here's what happened. We had a big storm come through. Lots of lightning, hail, enough lightning to actually evacuate the tower. They had to have the ATC controllers come down from there. For a while, they had to get everybody off of the tarmac because it was just too dangerous to be out there. That led to nearly 1,000 cancellations here at the world's busiest airport.
That is Dave Malkoff reporting.
724 Now News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Oh, guys, you know, that's pretty dangerous. I mean, that's bad lightning. When you have to evacuate the air control tower.
Yeah, I know,
but
right?
It's one thing to get off the tarmac. I understand that.
We're out of a, I don't know, like a roller coaster or something.
Yeah, and it's really hit these airlines. They're doing they're doing ground stops at the drop of a hat. And part of that is because weather forecasting is getting better. And they can see it in very small areas now. It is having an effect. We've got a stock market that is just raring to go. At least I think it is. Yeah, you're right. It's going to be a short week, and a lot of people are taking this week off. And the stock market will be closed on Friday, and they're moving up some of the economic news. But there are not many corporate earnings reports that are due out. So we turn our focus back to the stuff we've been watching all along, things like tariffs. Stock market sank on Friday on news that the Canadians were going to resurrect this technology tax. Well, the president immediately said, well, that's it. You know, we're jacking up our taxes, our tariffs on you. Well, the Canadians capitulated over the weekend. And so that's back on. The U.S. and U.K. trade deal is back on with the U.S. slashing their export tariffs on cars and aerospace sector. So that's good. We found out Friday that the U.S. and China had finalized a trade deal, at least for the magnets, for the rare earth. And they're imminent. Agreements evidently pending with other partners. So that's going well. We're also watching that big, beautiful, ugly, nasty, tough bill that's going on in Washington, D.C. right now. But Wall Street's mostly been overlooking that. We look higher across the board. The Dow Industrials average looks up 240 points. The NASDAQ up 137. The S&P up 24. And actually, the Dow Industrials average is just about 2.75% away from a record high. And of course, Friday, the S&P and the NASDAQ closed at record highs. NASDAQ's been up 5 straight days. Crude's down 18 cents, 65.534. Gold's up $8.70, 32.9630. And interest rates are cooperating. The 10-year rate's back down to 4.25%. Triple-digit gains look like they're coming for the Dow and the NASDAQ. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
7:26 here on the KRLD Morning News.
North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis has announced he's not going to be seeking re-election after voting against President Trump's big, beautiful budget bill.
Tillis, you know, had the misfortune of being squeezed between President Trump's demand for this bill and then a voting population in what is still a very purple state.
That's Politico's Nicholas Wu reporting. Well, if you can't beat him, hire him. Multiple sources say the Dallas Stars are set to bring back Glenn Gullitson as their next head coach, poaching him from the Edmonton Oilers, the team that's knocked Dallas out of the Western Conference Finals 2 years in a row. Now, Gullitson's contract with the Oilers set to expire today. He has been a key assistant in Edmonton since 2018, running a lethal power play that really torched the Stars this past postseason. This would actually be Gullitson's second stint as Stars head coach. He led the team from 2011 to 2013. The Rangers just keep going to extras, and this time they come up short. Texas falls to Seattle 6-4 in 12 innings Sunday. The Mariners won the rubber match of a wild 3-game set. All 3 games went past 9 innings. Corey Seager's 2-run home run in the 10th inning erased Seattle's lead, but the Mariners broke it open in the 12th.
Here's Garver, who's done his damage and may have done some more. A fly ball deep to left. That one is into the second deck.
Yeah, it's former Ranger Mitch Garver. His 2-run shot really slammed the door shut. Texas has played four extra inning games in their last five outings after going 95 straight games without one. And elsewhere in the American League, one team has a unique bobblehead offering coming this summer.
On August 21st, the New York Yankees will hand out bobbleheads on Seinfeld night.
I love a good nap. Sometimes it's the only thing getting me out of bed in the morning.
This one depicts George Costanza sleeping under his desk from the Season 8 episode called The Nap, where he had a carpenter build a custom sleep spot under his desk at Yankee Stadium.
This is unbelievable! This is better than my bed at home.
The first 18,000 fans to enter that game will get one. Pre-sales of the bobblehead are being sold for up to $250 on eBay. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.